Where are you going? Dinner. Are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry. Nobody likes me. I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Yosemites.
And I'm here in New York, which, as you may have heard, Bill Barr's Justice Department has now declared an anarchist jurisdiction.
Politicians are reacting to President Trump's latest attempt to cut federal aid to New York City. He had the Justice Department label the city an anarchist jurisdiction.
I am an anti-Christ. I am an anarchist. Don't know what I want, but I know how to get it. I want to destroy, pacify, because
nation is ravaged by a preventable disease due to our president's criminal negligence.
Anarchy for the
United States.
It's coming sometime. I might be. I give a wrong time. Stop a traffic line. Your future dream is a shopping scheme. Cause I wanna be
they say 200,000 people have died, but I haven't heard from any of them. Raise your hand if you've died of coronavirus. See? Nobody. The coronavirus has now killed more Americans than the U.S. battle deaths from the last five wars combined.
How many ways to get what you want? I use the best, I use the rest. I use the enemy.
We've now been trapped inside for 6 months, and tempers are beginning to flare, specifically between Donald Trump and sources of information. Take director of the Centers for Disease Control, Robert Redfield. Yesterday, the good doctor testified before a Senate subcommittee and shared the harsh reality about a potential vaccine hot.
I think there will be vaccine that initially be available sometime between November and December, but very limited supply and will have to be prioritized. If you're asking me when is it going to be generally available to the American public so we can begin to take advantage of vaccine to get back to our regular life, I think we're probably looking at late second quarter, third quarter, 2021.
What? Second or third quarter? That's next July. I've already hoarded all the toilet paper. I've learned how to make sourdough. I've watched everything on Netflix. All that's left is exercise, and you can't make me. When asked about Redfield's estimate, Trump disagreed with reality.
Under no circumstance will it be as late as the doctor said. Certainly during November, December would be the latest. That could be on, it could be in October, sometime in October or November. I don't think it's going to be much later than that.
Plus, the virus went away in April, so we don't really need the vaccine.
United States.
It's unfair to your people to keep them closed at this stage. We know the vaccine. We know the vaccines are coming. So open up your states. It would go away without the vaccine, George, but it's going to go away a lot faster.
It would go away without the vaccine?
Sure, over a period of time. Sure, with time, it goes away.
And many deaths.
And you'll develop herd, like a herd mentality. It's going to be herd developed, and that's going to happen.
And I want to be
Trump continued to insist America's going to do great with this pandemic as long as you don't count half of America.
The blue states had tremendous death rates. If you take the blue states out, we're at a level that I don't think anybody in the world would be at. We're really at a very low level, but some of the states, they were blue states.
I'm not entirely sure where to begin there. This is unspeakably monstrous, especially for the president of the United States. Whoever they are, these are all human lives that he is responsible for. This is like being asked to speak at a funeral and saying, we're here to mourn the passing of Kevin, but if you take him out of the equation, this is a pretty good party. I got to ride in a limo.
And I wanna be, an anarchist.
I wanted to always play it down.
Get past destroy.
By the way, I read the book last night very rapidly because it was very boring. I read it, and if you see what I said, a lot of really good things. I mean, for the most part, people like to turn it around, but I said really good things in that book.
Really? Really? And you read it last night? Because here's what you said 2 days ago.
He only writes bad books, and I actually got to read it last night. I read it very quickly, and it was very boring.
It's so boring. I read it two nights ago, blazed through it. Total snooze. Read it again last night. Couldn't put it down for all the yawning. Probably going to read it again tonight just to make sure I underlined the most boring parts.
These face masks are the most important, powerful public health tool we have. I might even go so far as to say that this face mask is more guaranteed to protect me against COVID than when I take a COVID vaccine.
It's not more effective by any means than a vaccine. And I called him about that. Those were the two things I discussed with him. And I believe that if you ask him, he would probably say that he didn't understand the question.
That question? How the hell am I supposed to win in Wisconsin if you keep blurting out the truth?
Oh, I'm so sad!
Don't you know the difference between up and down?
Oh, sure.
I don't think you do.
No. Oh, I look up and see a birdie flying high and free.
Oh, I look down and then the sidewalk is what I see.
I look up and see the sky.
I look down and see the ground. I look at you and sing a song about up and down. Yeah, I look down and I see bugs and stuff.
To be honest with you.
Sure, I want you to.
I wanted to, I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
I didn't downplay it. I actually, in many ways, I upplayed it in terms of action.
Oh, I look up and see an airplane flying. Yes, I do.
Well, I look down and see my foot, and then I see my shoe.
I look up and see the sky.
I look down and see the ground. I look at you and sing a song about up and down.
To be honest with you.
Sure, I want you to.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
We certainly had a task force meeting and discussion where we had this conversation that this was going to be big.
That early, January 28th.
Late January, we knew.
Yet the president was saying a week later, it's going to disappear.
It was frightening. When you're the president, words matter.
I look up and see the ceiling, and there's one thing more.
Well, I look down and see the rug, and then I see the floor.
I looked up and see the sky.
I look down and see the ground. I look at you and sing a song about up and down. Oh, up, up and down, and down.
Oh, up and down.
But it affects virtually nobody. It's an amazing thing.
I think he said he's the most pro-life president ever. He's been decidedly ambivalent about 200,000 deaths. That's more than triple the 60,000 deaths total that his White House predicted just a few months ago. And the hits keep coming. The infection rate is beginning to tick up once again as we send our kids back to school and as flu season closes in.
The nominees for the most optimistic performance are Larry Kudlow for We Have Contained This.
We have contained this virus. We have contained this, I won't say airtight, but pretty close to airtight.
Elon Musk. For April.
Elon Musk tweeted, based on current trends, probably close to zero new cases in the United States too by the end of April.
Mike Pence for Memorial Day.
By Memorial Day weekend, we will largely have this coronavirus epidemic behind us.
Jared Kushner for Really Rockin' Again.
I think you'll see by June, a lot of the country should be back to normal. And the hope is that by July, the country's really rocking again.
Donald Trump for Like a Miracle, It'll Disappear.
It's going to disappear. One day it's like a miracle, it will disappear.
Now we're going toward 50, I'm hearing, or 60,000 people.
60.
Maybe 65,000.
65,000 people.
70,000 is far too many. One person is too many.
75, 80, or 90,000 people.
They have minimum numbers of 100,000.
So we have between 100 and 200,000.
100,000 to 240,000 deaths. And we're below that substantially, and we'll see what comes out.
Welcome to tonight's town hall. Tonight, somehow undecided voters will question President Trump about the issues that matter most.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not sure who to vote for, remember how much fun you have at horror movies.
Could you have done more to stop COVID-19?
Ugh, are we still talking about COVID? That was last month's genocide. Hello, you can't see the sky anymore.
Why won't you acknowledge that this country has a race problem?
Hey, did you folks see Wheel of Fortune's back?
Just say the words race and
that family still got it! How about those ice guys? Pretty nuts, all right? Sure, there are some negative Nellies who say forced sterilization is unconstitutional. But I say, everyone's complaining about these hurricanes. Or as I call them, free water parks. Look, you don't change horses midstream. Even if the stream is lava and the horse is melted down to its eye sockets.
When we come back, the president blames all the nation's problems on people who are not currently the president.
The table about to turn. The table about to turn. The table about to turn. Yeah. I've been flipping through my timeline. Trying to get my mind right. My city cried. Got to cool down, but I'm under pressure. Cooking with my Crisco. Look at what my fist go. A renegade when I'm in a rage. I got to cool down, but I'm under pressure. I keep my hands dirty, my mind clean. Got a new agenda with a new dream. I'm kicking out the old regime. Liberation, elevation, education. America, you a lie, but the whole decisions. Burning down plantations. Ain't no parking, I don't need no validation. I light sage when I'm in a rage. I don't need permission, I got my intuition. Hands dirty, mind clean. A different vision with a new dream. We kicking out the old regime. Liberation, elevation, education. I said America, use a lie. But the whole world about to testify. I said the whole world.
You know, we can joke, we can play games, we can have fun. You can't have this guy as your president. You can't have... Maybe I'll sign an executive order. You cannot have him as your president.
Get it? The punchline is, I'm a dictator. Here's another one. Knock, knock, who's there? Secret police, get in the van.
We know they use tear gas. Now CNN has learned the Trump administration considered using a heat ray against those protesters in Lafayette Park in June. The device makes people feel like their skin is on fire. This is not a first for this administration. President Trump suggested using a heat ray on migrants.
The administration doesn't want to just expose people to a deadly virus. They also want to flame broil protesters. Because remember back in June when Trump sent out military forces to fire rubber bullets and gas at peaceful protesters in Lafayette Square so Trump could hold a Bible like it was someone else's half-eaten sandwich? Well, it turns out that was Plan B. Because a whistleblower has now stepped forward and revealed that military police leaders weighed deploying a heat ray against D.C. protesters. Okay, there has been a lot of back and forth about these protests, but if anyone is still wondering who the bad guys are in this conflict, it might be the ones who say, the protesters are at the gates. Bring forth the heat ray. Evidently, this heat ray is something the military actually has. It's called an active denial system, or ADS. And it can make anyone within range feel like their skin is on fire.
But I mean, honestly, what's next? A headline in the New York Times that says Trump administration considered using powerful moon laser to destroy Seattle. The government has a moon laser? Yeah, man. Try to keep up. I took a nap. Yeah, well, that's where the happens. But as shocking as the news about the heat ray is, the truly disturbing thing here is that our government was stockpiling weapons, including a heat ray. Defense officials were searching for crowd control technology deemed too unpredictable to use in war zones, including the heat ray, which uses millimeter wave technology to essentially heat the skin of people targeted by its invisible ray and makes anyone within their range feel like their skin is on fire. Well, first of all, I felt like my skin is on fire for almost 4 years, so thank you, President Heat Ray.
They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch.
He's too much.
Thank you. I mean, he does look like a guy who, when his mouth is closed, is working up a fireball to launch. And second, this is so Bond villain. If Trump did have a heat ray, he probably would have explained his plan before he used it.
It's a heat ray, James. And once I use it on the crowd, the rest of the plan is simple. I will walk to a church and wave a Bible in the air.
But what's your end game, Trump?
I don't know. Just to, like, look godly. I don't know, really. I don't think my plan's through.
Think about how insane this is. They wanted to use weapons, including a heat ray, against peaceful protesters in America. Also, the president could wave around a Bible in front of a church like someone on a scavenger hunt.
And a heat ray isn't the only weapon the D.C. National Guard tried to obtain. They also wanted something called an LRAD, or long-range acoustic device, which emits a piercing noise and then can broadcast a voice or a recording at a deafening level. They were unsuccessful at getting an LRAD in time for the protest, but they did get one for the RNC.
Is yet to come.
1,000, 2,000, 3,000.
This is what happens when an unhinged political movement talks about peaceful protesters and political opponents like they're enemies of the state. Trump and his allies in right-wing media have been using the language of war to describe people who challenge his authority. As protests broke out over the summer, he called for overwhelming force and said, you have to dominate the streets. Just this weekend, he used the word insurrection and called for retribution in an interview on Fox News. And he's repeatedly warned that shadowy figures are coming to destroy cities and suburbs, even making up psychotic lies about anarchists flying cross-country in planes.
We had somebody get on a plane from a certain city this weekend. And in the plane, it was almost completely loaded with thugs wearing these dark uniforms, black uniforms with gear and this and that. And there were like seven people on the plane like this person. And then a lot of people were on the plane to do big damage.
A person was on a plane, said that there were about six people like that person, more or less. And what happened is the entire plane filled up with the looters, the anarchists, the rioters, people that obviously were looking for trouble. This was a firsthand account of a plane going from Washington to wherever.
I'm sorry, so your story is a bunch of people were mad at the government and wanted to riot and loot, so they went on kayak.com the night before, booked a flight away from the nation's capital, somehow got six seats together, then went to an airport full of security cameras, showed their IDs to several people, and quietly watched, what, trolls on their seatbacks until they got to wherever? That was a firsthand account that they were flying to wherever? You might want to get a secondhand in there to help with the details. Trump would make such a terrible witness for a police sketch artist.
Well, they had a head, and beneath the head, there was sort of a skin-covered tube that connected the head to the shoulder area, a neck. Oh, so you know the guy.
Also, shadowy groups, as a rule, don't give their operators uniforms and sit them together on the plane in one big group.
Putting a national lockdown, stay-at-home orders, is like house arrest. It's other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
You have good genes, you know that, right? You have good genes. A lot of it's about the genes, isn't it? Don't you believe? The racehorse theory, you think we're so different? You have good genes in Minnesota.
Last week, a whistleblower accused the Department of Homeland Security of distorting intelligence to support Trump's lies about Antifa. And then last night, we learned in yet another bombshell story that Trump's deranged Attorney General Bill Barr suggested charging violent protesters with sedition and accused them of trying to overthrow the government.
Tonight, there are reports the Attorney General has told federal prosecutors to consider charging violent protesters with conspiring to overthrow our government. Wall Street Journal was first to report that Bill Barr, quote, encouraged the prosecutors to seek a number of federal charges, including under a rarely used sedition law.
Man, things are bad, but I never thought I'd hear the words sedition and heat ray in the same news cycle. Our politics is now half founding fathers, half Power Rangers. Bill Barr, you know, he's just Trump with a law degree. All you have to do is imagine him with Trump hair and circles around his eyes standing next to some weirdo B-list scam artist like the demon sperm doctor or the MyPillow guy. This is all the culmination of an increasingly unhinged and aberrant right-wing movement that sees its political opponents as illegitimate and seeks to punish them.
Unscrupulous politicians used all their plots, schemes, wiles to win the election. The unscrupulous politicians used all their machinations to win the election. The unscrupulous politicians used all their plots, schemes, wiles to win the election. The unscrupulous politicians used all their machinations to win the election. The unscrupulous politicians used all their plots.
During my service in the United States in Congress, I took the initiative
usually
of creating the internet.
We will.
I've addressed this convention as a private citizen as a governor as a presidential candidate as a president.
If I lose to him, I don't know what I'm going to do. I will never speak to you again. You'll never see me again.
I'm Joe Biden and I approve this message.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.